And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Broken Bow head football coach Carly Wells. Well, Coach, here we go. Time to get the season started. I'm sure you and the kids are excited for that.
Yep, we're excited. Kids have put in a lot of time, and we have a good group of seniors that have worked hard over the years, so I'm excited to see what they can do.
Up to this point, Carly, have you been pleased with the work and the progress that you've seen through fall camp?
Yeah, I think our kids are dedicated, and they want to be successful, and the way they're practicing, that's a good sign. So they just keep on that track. We're going to see progress, and we're going to continue to get better.
Carly, let's talk about the quarterback position and how that maybe has come together for you through fall camp and some of the kids that have tried to step into that role for you.
Yeah, we got Cash Kleb and Cooper White. They're the top two right now, and they both do things really well, and we're still working on that. And you could see one of them step up and take over, or you might see both of them play. So it's they both do things really well, and it's just been a really tough decision so far, and we'll probably make that decision after tonight.
Carly, you've got some really good people around them. You have some experience, of course, on the front line, on the offensive line, good experience with backs and receivers. Talk about how those guys around the quarterback position maybe makes it easier for those young guys as they step into that role.
Yeah, all of our guys up front, Drew Ellis, Devin Baum, Croy Watson, Dagan Dalby, Brody Roman, Gunnar Baltz, all those guys have experience on the offensive line up front, and we're hoping that those guys can protect our quarterback, and because both our quarterbacks are young kids, they're sophomores, and really help be leaders for them and get them comfortable up there. And if they can do that, I think it'll really help our quarterbacks and make them feel better.
I know with backs and receivers, we think of Aiden Clark. Here's another kid that comes back with a lot of experience for you. Talk about that position a little bit and maybe how it's continued to come together for you, maybe even in the idea of depth at those positions.
Yep. Yeah, we got Aiden Clark. He's played 4 years, been a four-year starter. Started at tight end as a freshman, and then he moved to running back, and he's done a really good job. Kobe Wells is back there some. Zach Jackson is back there some. He had some time last year. So, and we have a few other young kids that are coming around and will help us down the road. So I think they've done a really good job, and they're good leaders, and they're vocal, and they're good role models for other kids.
Talk about the defensive side of the ball, Carly. Have you been pleased with what you've seen there as kids come together through fall camp?
Yeah, I think our D-line's done a really good job, and our linebackers, and we have experience there. We're a little inexperienced in the back end, but I think those young kids that are back there have done a really, really good job of learning the scheme and their technique and grasping the concept of what we're doing. So I think as they continue to be in games, they're going to grow and get better and better and better. So, but I'm happy with their progress right now.
One of the areas I know for me personally that I tend to forget about sometimes, we get wrapped up with offense and defense, that's special teams. Have you been pleased with the way things have come together there through fall camp as you get ready for the season opener?
Yeah, we have a young kicker that's going to kick some for us, Blaze Barron's a freshman, Aiden Clark, he does some kicking for us, and Zach Jackson, he does some punting, so we got some new faces on our special team, and that's a great opportunity for some of our younger kids to get some time and get some learning experience. So I've been happy with it, and we just continue to work on it, and some of them just need game experience to see what it's really like. So, and same thing is they'll get better and they'll grow and they'll learn, and it's just exciting to watch the process.
Carly, I forgot to ask you this question when we visited during the fall sports kickoff event. Talk about your staff a little bit. Who are the guys helping you out this year?
Oh, we got some new guys this year. You know, Eric Ramsey's been helping us, and Colton Bell, and Mark Shaw and Brandon Meyer, and we have Eli Coble. He's on staff now helping. Bob Fredrickson, and he's another guy that's new that's volunteered to help. So we have a good staff, and they continue to they get better, and they really work well with our kids.
Coach, let's talk about the opener now. You get ready for Sydney as they come to Mark Russell Field on Friday. Talk about your preparation for them and as you get ready for them.
You know, Sydney has some speed, so we're going to have to try to mitigate that. They had a kid that, not sure who's going to be their quarterback. Last year, their quarterback got hurt in the finals, didn't play, and they stuck this other kid in, and he's got some good speed. But not sure how they're going to play that. They're a little inexperienced on the offensive line. They lost quite a few kids, but they got four or five starters back on offense and four or five on defense. So I'm sure they're going to be feeling good about themselves and have a lot of confidence coming into the game. And we just got to limit our mistakes to very few. And if we can do that, we can find success.
Well, Coach, it's great to be visiting with you. Great to have the football season upon us once again. And we wish you and the kids the best of luck in 2026.
Yep, I appreciate it. Thanks for all you do.